Isaiah chapter 31. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because there are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they do not look toward the Holy One of Israel, neither seek they Yahweh. Yet he is also wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will rise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of those who work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men, and not Elohim, and their horses are flesh, and not spirit. When Yahweh will stretch out his hand, both he who helps will fall, and he who is helped will fall down, and they will all fall together. For thus has Yahweh spoken to me, like the lion, and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor will he abase himself for the noise of them. So will Yahweh of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for it, the hill of it. Like birds flying, so will Yahweh of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also he will deliver, and passing over he will preserve. Turn towards him, from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. For in that day every man will throw away his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made to you for a sin. And then will the Assyrian fall with the sword, not the sword of a mighty man, and the sword, not the sword of a mean man, will devour him, but he will flee from the sword, and his young man will be discomfited. And he will pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes will be afraid of the ensign, says Yahweh, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. End of chapter.